two, three. Music playing in my head. Music playing in my bed at night. I could never see the
say nothing more to my heart again. Ask nothing more, and I won't pretend.
You're listening to Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area. I'm your host, Dave, joined with Adam, and we're syndicating across several different stations across Canada as well. We're doing a show celebrating the music of Jose Contreras and By Divine Right. We spoke with Jose earlier in the program, and now we're playing a selection of songs from his discography. That last set featured a collection of other things he's done, not necessarily within By Divine Right, but with other musicians, ending off with a pair of tracks from The Heat Death, which is a band that he put out a record with in 2018 with Shotgun Jimmy.
Yeah, that's right. So they have a very long, tight history together, really close, and they've made this amazing group with one another. And what's really cool is the song which we ended off with, titled I'm Already Their Sunshine, because that was taken from a 2016 CJAM session, which was recorded technically before the album version was released.
Oh, way before. 2016, it came out in 2018. Yeah, and Chuck and Jimmy came in for a live session that we also shot video for, and then Jose played with them, and then they're like, we're going to try this new song, and then that was it. Really cool stuff. And then before that, we heard a track from the Heat Death album called Don't Tell Her You Love Her, a shorter one on that record, and then we had a pair of tracks from Jose's, more than a pair.
Well, we had a trifecta of tracks. Well, as Dave breaks down, I'll just say we heard something from Jose Contreras' self-titled solo record. We heard the track Silver Thread. Now, we did actually hear a pair of tracks before that from the same record, from At the Slaughterhouse's sophomore 2019 solo record. Again, very spectral, very somber in terms of its arrangements and the songwriting. Fantastic, though, really highlighting that strength as a lyricist that Jose has, which I think sometimes may get overshadowed a little bit with the guitar work and By Divine Right. We heard the tracks at 45 in Grand Central Station, and
we should also mention we heard Silver Thread from the 2014.
Yeah, from Jose Contreras' debut solo record, you're right. And with that said, Dave, we're going to be ending off the show by playing a number of By Divine Right tracks. A reminder to everyone listening that they are actually performing tonight at Fog Lounge. Doors open around 9 o'clock. I'm sure the band will be performing just an hour or so after that. It's going to be a great show, so hopefully you have a chance to check it out. Also, check out the blog at revrock.blogspot.com. There, Dave posts some information about the bands we play and the music we love. And we want you to tune in next week as well, when we are getting to our third episode of Theme Month, and we're doing Funky Reggae Party, Punky Reggae Party, numero two.
Yes.
Electric Boogaloo.
To celebrate Black History Month, we did one a couple years back, and we're going to go a little bit more in depth with some of the albums, some reggae albums, and some other music as well. So stay tuned for that next week. Coming up at 9 is Mark Casbon with the Cowboys and Indies radio program. But let's get to it here. We're going to hear a block of tracks, starting with Psychic Radio. This comes from 2004's Hybrid TV Genii.
That's right. Then afterwards, we're going to hear something from Organized Accidents. We're going to hear the track Past the Stars, and end things off with The Weeping Man from their latest release, Automato.
2, 3, 4.
Come back. My name is Lowell, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, Simon Fraser Campus Radio.
Would you give me a beat?
CJSF 90.1 FM is the campus radio station for Simon Fraser University, located on Burnaby Mountain in BC, Canada. CJSF 90.1 FM, diverse, independent, yours. Check us out on SoundCloud or at cjsf.ca.
Jamie Hill. I'm the Design and Communications Manager at Embark Sustainability. I think my favorite thing about Embark is that you do not have to be the climate know-it-all. You don't have to know everything about the issues that are going on. You really just need the passion to get started. So depending on what you're interested in, you might have a unique skill or interest that you don't think is applicable to climate at all, and it turns out you are the people that we need to be part of a community. So I'd really encourage anybody who has even an inkling of interest in climate or food justice to get on board. Embark Sustainability Society is an independent, student-centered nonprofit working across SFU campuses. Embark focuses on climate and food justice in their programs and initiatives. Some of their ongoing work includes their food rescue program, learning gardens, and sustainability career nights. Discover your role in building a sustainable future based on your unique skills and interests. Learn more at EmbarkSustainability.org and follow along on Instagram at EmbarkSustain.